Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
In the inning, let's take 10 seconds for station identification. Alexi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. David Blake back with you on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live. Shuckers trail at 3-2. Christian Mejia is back out for another inning. The pitch home. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. It's Jose Gomez who leads it off from the right side. Pitch misses up high. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Strikeouts haven't come in a big way today for Mejias. He has just 3. He's limited Rocket City to 3 runs. Delivers home. Fastball. Called strike on the inside corner. The count goes to 2-1. Mejias fires home. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Gomez, the 9-man in the order, flew out to center field back in the second. The 3-1 pitch lifted in the air out towards left center. Campbell tracks over from left. Churio from center calls him off with the sunglasses on, makes the catch. Gomez retired for the first out. Now 6 straight retired by Mejias. Brings up Orlando Martinez at the top of the order. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the 5th inning in Kodak. Biscuits lead the Smokies 3-1. First pitch misses low and the count goes to 1-0. Top of the 1st inning, Chattanooga and the M-Braves scoreless. And at 5 o'clock, it's Pensacola and Birmingham. 1-0 deliveries, tanked foul, third base side out of play. And the count evens up 1-1. As always, foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. The pitch home misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Martinez has reached base twice, single and a walk. Scored twice as well. 2-1 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 2-2. Mejias delivers. Backs him up off the inside corner. Count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Ground ball chopped to second. Murray grabs it, fires to Warren at first. Tires Martinez for the second out. Mejias done a nice job settling in after that Kyren Parrish 2-run homer in the first inning that made it 2-0 Trash Pandas. Since then, he's allowed just 1 hit. Allowed an unearned run. 2 away, nobody on, brings up the righty Kyren Parrish. That's the guy with the homer in the first inning. Mejias delivers. Misses low with a changeup. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch home. Ground ball chopped to short. Zamora grabs it on the run, slings it to first, ends the inning. Smooth play from Zamora. And it's 8 straight retired by Mejias. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Halfway done in Biloxi in the series finale. Rapid City leads it 3-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Good in his Double-A debut. First pitch of the inning to Warren. Hammers it foul right to the screen. Count goes 0-1. Warren, a switch hitter, in from the left side against the righty Kohanowicz. Warren flat to center, back to lead off the second inning. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes inside, sneaks by to the backstop. Count evens up, 1-1. Shuckers have had 2 hits today. That was back in the first inning. First 2 hitters of the game. Since then, no hits, only 1 runner's reached. The pitch home. Warren takes a strike on the inside corner. It goes to 1-2. Robbie Baker up in the Shuckers bullpen getting warm. The 1-2 delivery. Warren chops it back to the mound. Kohanowicz grabs it, takes a step, slings it to first. And Warren's retired, first out of the inning. Kohanowicz has now retired 13 of the last 14 batters he's faced. Faces the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. Shuckers trail it 3-2. First pitch to the righty. Murray lifts it foul. First base side up and out of play. Count goes 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses inside, and the count evens up, 1-1. Murray 0-1 today with the ground out to short. Kohanowicz fires. Murray lines it down the right field line. Foul. Heads towards the corner and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Murray ropes it down the left field line, but it's just foul. Foul by maybe 6 inches. 2 hard hit balls off Murray's bat. both of them foul. And count it one ball and two strikes with one away. Murray calls time and steps out. Murray's the only guy on the team today with the pink bat grip. Rocks it with the pink wristbands. The 1-2 delivery. Murray takes away. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. That's always the fun part about Mother's Day and Father's Day in baseball. You get all the pinks for Mother's Day and all the blues for Father's Day. The 2-2 pitch. Murray takes away. The count goes to three balls and two strikes. Real good job by Murray to work back into the count. Hit a couple of balls hard but foul. He's worked his way back to a three ball, two strike count with one away. Gahanowicz fires home. Murray fouls it off. Count stays full. But credit Gahanowicz, he's done a terrific job in his Double-A debut. The pitch to the plate, Murray takes low, and it's ball four. Shuckers have the leadoff. The tying run on for the second straight inning. Brings up the righty, Joe Gray Jr. Gray is 0 for 1 today. Man on first with one away. Shuckers trail it 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gahanowicz fires. Gray Jr. chops it back up the middle. Gomez grabs it at second, taps the second base bag, fires the first in-time double play. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 3-2 Rocket City after 5. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Ball game. Maybe Robbie Baker comes in. This is the switch hitting Edgar Caro from the left side. First pitch lifted in the air down the left field line. Campbell gives it chase. Drops down out of play. Goes 0-1. Mejias goes five innings, gives up three hits, three runs, two of the three earned. Three walks, three strikeouts, and throws 73 pitches. Brings in the righty Robbie Baker. Baker's been good this year. Makes his eighth appearance, 2.53 at the ERA. Delivers to Caro. Lifts it in the air down the left field line. This time in play, Campbell retreats after it towards the warning track, makes the catch, and opens the gate. There's a gate that leads from the playing field to a ramp that leads out of the ballpark in case any emergency services have to get onto the field. And in order to brace himself up against the wall, Campbell pushed his weight onto it and opened the doors. One away now for the lefty, Levon Soto. Soto's 0 for 1 today with a walk. One out, nobody on. Top of the sixth inning. Chuckers trail it 3-2. The pitch home. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. In the Brewers organization, full day of action. 1-0 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Everybody with a series finale around the organization. Bottom of the third inning at the big league level. Brewers up 5-4 on the Kansas City Royals. Robbie Baker calls time at the... Get some moisture off the glasses. Elsewhere in the system, top two, Gwinnett and Nashville scoreless. Bottom six in high A, South Bend and the Timber Rattlers also scoreless. Bottom eight in Zebulon. Fred Nats up 6-3 on the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch home. Misses away. That goes to 2-1. Baker sends at the belt. Now delivers. Misses up and away. That goes to 3-1. Soto walked back in the first inning. Flew out to right in the third. Baker delivers. Fouls back. Count goes to 3-2. Soto calls time and steps out. The 3-2 pitch. Lifted in the air towards center. Churio goes in, now goes back. Makes the catch for the out. Hard hit ball, 1-1 off the bat. Really a low liner that kept on rising and it went in Churio's glove. Brings up the righty, Jeremiah Jackson. Two outs, nobody on. 3-2 Shuckers trail the Trash Pandas in the top of the sixth inning. Baker trying to continue on what has been a terrific week from the Shuckers bullpen. First pitch, the righty Jackson. Misses away. Count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers bullpen this week has allowed one run in 16 innings. These two outs here from Baker has ran their scoreless streak to 16. 1-0 delivery. Lifted in the air, out towards left. Campbell, the left fielder, under it. Makes the catch, and Baker extends the bullpen scoreless streak to 16 in the third inning. 1-2-3 inning here in the sixth. Rocket City leads it 3-2. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday.
Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a Clear Backpack Giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Shuckers trail the Trash Pandas 3-2. But Jack Gahanowicz, the guy who had shut down Biloxi in a big way, is out of the game. Gahanowicz, a good double-A debut. Goes five innings, gives up two runs on two hits, and gives way to the lefty Eric Torres, who faces the top of the order on the switch hitting Noah Campbell. First pitch, Campbell waves and misses at a slider. Count goes 0-1. Final line for Gahanowicz. Five innings, two hits, allows two runs, two walks, four strikeouts, and throws 62 pitches. The pitch to the plate. Campbell takes low and inside. Count evens up 1-1. Torres delivers. Campbell takes inside. Count goes to 2-1. Torres makes his 10th appearance on the year, 2.89 ERA, 9 1/3 innings, 10 walks, 19 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 161. Pitch home. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Campbell singled, check that, triple in the first inning. Led off the game, 3-1 delivery. Takes up high, 4. And for the third straight inning, the Shuckers have the tying run off. For the second time today, Churia walks up to the plate with the man on. Doubled home Campbell back in the first inning. Cam Robinson's up in the Shuckers bullpen. He comes in the seventh. That'll be the earliest we've seen him in a game this year. Campbell short lead off first. Torres delivers. Churio takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. But when talking with Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz today, today's pregame interview, that was one of the big things he mentioned with Cam Robinson, is that he has the ability to go anywhere in the bullpen. 1-0 delivery up, and Churio bends out of the way. And the count goes to 2-0. And that brings out Edgar Caro, brings in Kyron Paris and Levon Soto, the entire left side of the infield. And that now brings in the rest of the infield. Jose Gomez and Ryan Aguilar join in. Home plate umpire Tom O'Neill walks out to break things up. And everybody's wanders on back. Torres, by the way, threw a scoreless inning against Biloxi during Thursday's doubleheader. Walked one, struck out one, but didn't allow a hit. 2-0 delivery to Churio. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Jackson's 1-for-2 today. Campbell at first of the tying run. Shuckers trail it 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Torres delivers. Wave and a miss from Churio. Count evens up 2-2. Torres fires. Churio lifts this one in the air to right center field. Martinez goes back towards the warning track, makes the catch on his way to the wall. A deep fly out from Churio. Campbell retreats back to first.
That's the first out of the inning. 103 off the bat, 360 feet. One out, it brings up Tyler Black from the left side. Walked back in the fourth inning. Nine run at first, one out, bottom of the sixth inning. Delivers home. Black takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Torres a long set, now delivers. Black puts a strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Black's walk last time up extended his on-base streak to 13 straight. That's the second time this year he's in an on-base streak of at least 13 games. Reached base his first 15 games of the year. Pitch home. Stares at a slider on the outside corner for strike two. Reach base in 28 of 29 games. Pitch home, misses away. Count evens up 2-2. Today's his 29th game of the year. He's reached base in 28 of 29. As soon as that 15 game on base streak was broken, he picked it right back up. Continued on. 2-2 delivery. Black waves and misses at a slider. Second out of the inning. Fifth strikeout today by Rocket City Pitching. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Going back to yesterday, Checkers have just one hit with runner in scoring position. First hit to Valerio. Misses inside and the count goes to 1-0. That are 1-for-9 over the last two games. And if you go back to the fifth inning of yesterday, the Shuckers have at least had the tying run on six different times between the two games. They haven't scored and cashed in. Check back to first, and Campbell's back in time. They haven't cashed in except for once, and that was back in the first inning. Felix Valerio was the man who drove in Jackson Churio to tie it at two. The pitch home. Valerio takes a strike on the outside corner and evens up 1-1. Torres delivers. Misses up high, and the count goes to 2-1. Lefty Torres stares in, comes set, 3 seconds left on the pitch clock. Pitches home, lifted in the air, out of play, right behind home plate. Gets into the press box. Right by the official scorer, Scotty Berkowitz. Trying to duck out of the way of things. That was impressive. Got it under the window and into the press box. Count it 2-2. Time's called. Cam Robinson. First one's by Nick Cale in the bullpen. And the ball that came up in the booth finds its way back down to the stands. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Campbell off first. Torres delivers. Valerio tags it in the air up on the infield. Soto, the third baseman, in, makes the catch and then ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Into the top of the seventh inning. Shuckers trail it 3-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Seventh inning in Biloxi. Final three innings of a six-game homestand for the Shuckers. They trail it 3-2 in the series finale against Rocket City. Robbie Baker done after a scoreless inning of work. Brings in Cam Robinson from the right side. Baker a perfect inning on 10 pitches. Robinson, the righty, delivers. Misses low with a curveball. Count goes to one ball and no strikes. Bottom four in the order due up. Ryan Aguilar first up against Robinson, who's been terrific this year back in Double A. The 1-0 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Since being assigned to Biloxi about 2 weeks back, Robinson's thrown 4 1/3 scoreless innings with 9 strikeouts. Robinson's 2-0 delivery misses low. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. This is the first time Robinson's appeared in any other inning than the final inning of a game or the eighth inning when he had that four-out save against the Biscuits. The earliest he's entered with Biloxi. 3-0 delivery. Curveball misses up high. Ball four. Aguilar reaches for the first time today. Big hello to Tommy and Karen Crossland, who are watching and listening today from Sparta, Tennessee. Along with listener who's wanting to say Happy Mother's Day to Faith in section 101. Happy Mother's Day, Faith. Pitch home. This is up high and away. Count goes to 1-0. David Calabresi in from the left side. 1-for-2 today with a single and a ground out. Man on first. Top of the seventh inning. Shuckers trail at 3-2. Robinson delivers. Misses up high. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 delivery. Runner off to second. Curveball misses up high. No throw. Real good jump by Aguilar. That's the first time this year someone's stolen a base and Carroll hasn't even attempted a throw. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. The 3-0 pitch. Misses low, ball four, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Calabresi. Eight straight balls to start the appearance and brings out Jefferson Caro to talk to Robinson. Last time out for Robinson was a scoreless inning of work back on the Wednesday series opener against Rocket City. Walked one, allowed a hit, struck out two, and threw 18 pitches. Right now in a tough situation. Runners on first and second. Zach Vinaro up in the bullpen for Biloxi. They're down a man out in the bullpen. Justin Yeager was placed back on the injured list this morning. Robinson delivers. Fastball misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. You hope it's nothing that'll keep Yeager out for an extended amount of time. He went in the injured list back during the first homestand of the year for Biloxi. That was the first full week of the season. Didn't get activated off the injured list until about a week ago and then placed back on. 1-0 delivery. Called strike one in the outside corner. Kevin Maiton, switch hitter in from the left side. 0-2 today. Strikeout swing back in the fourth inning. That was the last strikeout by Shucker's pitcher. They only have three today. The 1-1 delivery. Ground ball broken bat by Murray's glove. It in right for a base hit. Aguilar rounds third. Gray Jr. picks it up, tosses it to third. Where Calabresi slides in. Aguilar scores. Calabresi to third. Maiton drives in his ninth RBI of the year. And it's 4-2. Robinson allows his first earned run of the year. Jose Gomez steps in. Now a pinch hitter in for Maiton. That is Bryce Teodosio. Teodosio in for Maiton in the DH spot. Teodosio done after his first hit of the day. Check that. Maiton done after his first hit of the day. Teodosio comes in, slots right into the DH spot. Pitch to the righty Gomez. Bunt shown, plays foul. Goes 0-1. Still nobody out in the inning. Runners in the corners. Shuckers trail it 4-2. Robinson delivers. Fastball misses away. Count evens up, 1-1. Calabresi at third. Teodosio at first. Check back to first. Teodosio dives back in. Gomez is 0-2 today. Two flyouts to center. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. That goes to 1-2. Robinson's 1-2 delivery. Lifted in the air down the right field line. Gray Jr. over. Calabresi gets ready to tag, and Gray Jr. bobbles it. It's in and out of his glove. And Gomez stays alive. Goes down as an error. Gomez steps back in. That's the second error today by Biloxi. Pitch home. Lifted in the air, down in center field for a base hit. Calabresi comes home. Teodosio stops at second. The throw to second. Not in time. Teodosio went a bit too far off the bag, but barely got back. RBI single for Gomez, and it's 5-2. Still nobody out. Is Zach Vinaro continues to get warm in the Shuckers pen. Wayne Martinez comes up from the left side. 1-for-2 today. The pitch home. Curve ball misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Tito Cio at second. Gomez at first. Robinson delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. That was the 17th pitch of the appearance for Robinson. He's only thrown 5 strikes. The righty fires. Misses inside, and Martinez gets way ahead of the count. 3 balls and no strikes. Robinson sets the belt, now delivers. Misses away, ball 4, it's a 4-pinch walk. And it loads him up with nobody out for Kyron Paris. Brings out the manager, Mike Herrera. Zach Vinaro comes in. Robinson done after not recording an out. Leaves him loaded. Vinaro comes in to deal with the righty, Kyron Paris. We'll take a break, come back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number? Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Nobody else in for Biloxi. 5-2 Rocket City here in the top of the seventh. First pitch to the righty, Kyron Paris. Cold strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Cam Robinson is who Vinaro's in for. Robinson did not record an out. He's responsible for everybody on the base paths. He took 2 hits and 3 walks. Vinaro delivers. Slider misses way away. Arrow spirals away to grab it. Count evens up, 1-1. 20 pitches for Robinson, just 6 strikes. It's Vinaro and Heron's 3 base runners. So far, 2 of the 4 runners he's inherited this year have scored. 1-1 delivery. Babbled back. Count goes to 1-2. Vinaro, a 4.15 ERA in 4 1/3 innings. He's allowed 2 earned runs, 3 runs total, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 188 against him. Right-hander sets. Now fires inside, and it hits him. brings home Bryce Teodosio. Jose Gomez to third. Orlando Martinez to second. Perez to first on the RBI hit batter. And it's 6-2. Edgar Caro stands in. Switch hitter from the left side. Base is still loaded. Still nobody out. 6-2. Trash Pandas over Biloxi. Gonaro delivers. Misses. Check that. Called strike one on the inside corner. Kira tried to bend out of the way of it. Just down to the inside black. Gonaro delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 94. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Gonaro delivers. Caro chops it on the ground. Murray grabs it, goes home. Good throw to Caro for one. The throw to first in time, and a big time double play.
That's my boy. Thank you.
Double play goes 4-2-3. Shuckers make sure the run doesn't come home. Harris to second, Martinez to third. Double plays brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Two away now. Runners at second and third. Pitch home. Misses away to the lefty, Levon Soto. Count goes to 1-0. Soto's 0-2 today with a walk. Fly out to right and a fly out to center. Gonaro delivers, misses away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Three runs on two hits here in the seventh inning for Rocket City. Trying to climb their way back to 500 after they fell three games below 500 going into yesterday. 2-0 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Gonaro fires. Ground ball right side of the infield. Couple hops to Murray. Fires to first. That ends the inning. Double play helps get Zach Gonaro out of things. But in the inning, three runs on two hits, one error, and two runners left on base. End of the seventh inning stretch. It's 6-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider for minor league baseball.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel.
Bottom of the seventh inning back at MGM Park in Biloxi. Kampic Blake back with you. Trash Pandas lead it 6-2 over the Shuckers. Eric Torres out of the game after an inning of work. Goes an inning, no runs, no hits. One walk, one strikeout. Throws 20 pitches. And gives way to the righty Luke Murphy. Delivers up high to the righty Freddie Zamora. Leads off the bottom of the seventh inning. Zamora 0-2 today with two strikeouts. Murphy delivers. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. 6-2 Rocket City thanks to three runs in the top of the seventh inning. Murphy delivers. Called strike top of the zone. Count goes to 1-2. Murphy makes his eighth appearance of the year. He's allowed one run in 5 2/3 innings with seven strikeouts. Pitch home. Zamora lifts it foul. First base side. Aguilar, the first baseman, over and drops down out of play. Count stays at 0-2. The pitch home. Misses up high. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy delivers. Zamora fouls it back up and out of play. As always, foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. The pitch home. Zamora lifts it in the air out to short center field. Calabrese on, and it drops for a base hit. Zamora records his sixth hit of the series and brings up the righty Jefferson Carroll. By the way, you can call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or by visiting gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. One on. Nobody out for the righty Jefferson Carroll, who's 0-2 today. 3-10 in the series with a double. Murphy delivers. Caro takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Murphy fires. Caro lifts this one towards center field. Calabrese on. It drops quick, and it drops in front of him for a base hit. Back-to-back singles put two on with nobody out. Puts the tying run on deck. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Now Edgar Caro comes out, dots the mask and the equipment to give signs to the infield with two runners on. Caro's got some sneaky speed at first. Shuckers could try a double steal. The pitch to Warren. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Murphy last appeared on Friday. Gave up a hit in a scoreless inning of work. The 1-0 delivery. Warren takes up high, pops out of Caro's glove. The umpire calls time and says it was a foul ball. Warren just tipped it. Count evens up, 1-1. Warren's 0-2 today. Fly out to center and a ground out back to the mound. Murphy delivers. Warren takes high and away. Check with the third base umpire making Hammond on whether or not Warren went. He didn't. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. About a quarter of a swing on the switch hitting Warren, who steps back in from the left side with the hot pink Nike cleats. Murphy delivers. Warren takes high and in. Goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Ethan Murray stands on deck. Guy who's playing in his first game as a 23-year-old. Turned 23 yesterday. 3-1 delivery. Warren takes the strike right at the letters. And goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. So Warren at second, Carroll at first. Shuckers trail it 6-2 in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch up and in, ball four, and that brings up the tying run with nobody out in the inning. Shuckers have been one of the best teams in minor league baseball this year with the bases loaded. Pitching coach Michael Wirtz comes out. We'll take the timeout with him. 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Shuckers making things interesting. They enter the inning down 6-2. Right now, bases are loaded, nobody's out, and the righty Ethan Murray is one swing away from tying things up. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and Bowie Live. Pitching coach Michael Wirtz heads back to the dugout. Zamora's at third, Kara's at second, Warren's at first, and Ethan Murray's at the plate. The Shuckers have hit one grand slam this year. It was by the guy who right now is digging into the right-handed box. Back against Rocket City. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Trying with the curve. Missed away. Murray's 0-1 with a walk. The pitch takes a fastball called strike outside corner. Shuckers this year as a team hitting 256 with the bases loaded, but a 475 OBP. Chone misses low. Count goes to 2-1. Pitch to Murray. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens up. The pitch to the plate. Murray fouls it back. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers have a chance to tie things up for the fourth straight inning. Murphy on the mound delivers to Murray at the plate. Misses away and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out, bases loaded. Murphy the righty, delivers home. Chopped to third, couple of hops, Soto backhands it and he bobbles it. Goes up the third baseline and he stumbles. Zamora's home, Caro comes in, Warren slides in a third. It's a single for Ethan Murray, the Shuckers get two, and it's 6-4. Soto tried to backhand it, bobbled it. It went up the third base line, and then when he tried to go after it, he lost his footing and stumbled, and then allowed another run to come home. It goes down as a single for Murray that drives home Zamora. Caro comes home on what is ruled an E5, and Warren gets the third on that error. New pitcher comes into the game. Murphy out of the ballgame. 6-4. Shuckers trail it by two. The go-ahead run steps up to the plate when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
And a miss. Goes 0-1. Xavier Warren is at third. Ethan Murray is at first. Murphy does not record an out after entering the game. It's a two RBI single for Murray. No error on the play. The pitch to the plate. Gray takes up and in with a check swing. Hoey goes around. Count goes 0-2. Balls and two strikes to the righty Gray. Joyce, the filing thrower, delivers. It hits him. Oh, goodness. Up on the hand at 98 miles an hour. And Gray just waves his left hand and holds it at his side. Trainer Andrew Stanley comes right out, along with manager Mike Guerrero. Joyce, the hardest throwing pitcher in Double-A. Get it up to 101, 102 miles an hour. That was 98 right on the hands. Long conversation to make sure that left hand is okay. Guerrero's seen enough. Walks back to the dugout. That's got to be a good sign. Carlos Rodriguez has a helmet on in the dugout. Gray Jr. right now standing at first with the trainer Andrew Stanley. Shuckers trail at 6-4. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Joyce crosses a few warm-up pitches, and Gray Jr. is good to go. Joe Gray Jr. battles through it. Good to see from the kid. Hattiesburg native up in Double-A for the first time. Now the base is loaded for Noah Campbell. First pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. On deck is a guy who's been Ben Joyce's nemesis this year, Jackson Churio. Pitch home. Campbell waves and misses. He evens up one ball and one strike. Campbell today, 1-for-2 with a triple and a walk. Shuckers trail it 6-4. The pitch. Campbell fouls it straight back. The count goes to 1-2. Bottom of the seventh inning. We've seen 5 combined runs scored in the seventh inning. Panda's got 3 in the top half. Shuckers got 2 in the bottom. The pitch misses away, and the count evens up 2-2. The Trash Panda's got their 3 runs on 2 hits, 3 walks, and a hit batter. Shuckers got their 2 off and a 2 RBI single from Ethan Murray. The pitch up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. The pitch home. Campbell fouls it straight back. Count stays full. Three balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. That's the big thing. Shuckers can tie this thing up with two outs if they wanted to. 3-2 pitch. Cole, strike three on the outside corner. Fastball at 99 miles an hour. Campbell down looking. First out of the inning. And up comes Jackson Churia. Now the umpire at first base, Joe McCarthy, is pointing for the trainer, Andrew Staling, and Joe Gray Jr. right now walks off the field. Got hit in the hand with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, was out there for a batter, and Carlos Rodriguez warms up the legs down the right field line. You hope Joe Gray Jr. is okay. That was the home plate umpire, Tom O'Neill, shouting something back towards the Shuckers dugout. 6-4, one away, bases loaded, bottom of the seventh inning. Joe Gray Jr. out of the game, Carlos Rodriguez in. Shuckers trade speed for speed. Jackson Churio steps in. This year against Ben Joyce, he's 2-for-2. Bases clearing double and a homer. Pitch home. Misses low and the count goes to 1-0. Earlier in the series, Churio lifted a 99-mile-per-hour fastball in the inner half the other way. That was back on Friday. Two-run home run. Right now, bases loaded, the 1-0 pitch. Churio chops it left side of the infield. Paris gets it, goes to second for one. The return to first in time, and that ends the inning. Joyce wins the battle, and the Shuckers leave them loaded. Two runs, three hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. 6-4 after 7. We head to the 8th. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers trail it 6-4. They got two runs in the bottom of the seventh. Gennaro fires. Misses away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Gennaro, the righty, delivers. Wave and a miss. Slider at 82. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Gennaro came in relief of Cam Robinson. Bases loaded, nobody out, only allowed one inherited runner to score. The 1-2 pitch, lifted foul, first base side. Count stays at 1-2. Reminder, fans, foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Bernardo delivers. Fastball called. Strike three on the outside corner. Jackson strikes out for the second time today. Brings up a left-handed hitting, Ryan Aguilar.
Come on, Zach, you got this one.
It's another $10 donated to the American Cancer Society as part of the 2023 Minor League Baseball Hope at Bat campaign. The pitch home. Wave and a miss at the curveball. Count goes 0-1. For every game today throughout Minor League Baseball, Minor League Baseball is donating $10 for every strikeout. Checkers have struck out 4 Trash Pandas today. 0-1 delivery. Misses away. Count goes to 1-1. Venaro fires. Ground ball, left side of the infield, Black dives, punches it out of his glove. Deflects all the way to the second base bag. And Aguilar reaches with a single. It's a hard hit ball up the third base line. Ryan Aguilar records his first hit of the series, was previously 0 for 11. Brings up the left-handed hitting David Calabresi. 6-4 Trash Pandas over the Shuckers. Top of the eighth inning, one out, one on. Venaro delivers. Ground ball right side of the infield. Warren backhands it. Goes to second for one. The return to first, not in time. Venaro is a foot off the bag. The Shuckers get the lead runner. It's one of those situations where Calabresi was too fast up the line. Now two away with a man on first. Brings up the designated hitter, Bryce Teodosio, for the first time today. Teodosio pinch hit, pinch ran. Check that for my time. Pitch home. Fastball misses away. Check to first is low. Good job by Warren to block it up. Calabresi's back in time. Pitch missed away. Count goes to 1-0. Teodosio this year hitting 169, 43 strikeouts and 98 plate appearances. The 1-0 delivery. Fouls it off his front foot. Count evens up 1-1. Not only did he foul it off his front foot, he went around and the ball hit him. Back in the box from the right side. Check back to first. Calabresi's back in time. Luis Contreras is up in the bullpen for Biloxi. Venaro fires. Fastball misses up high. Goes to 2-1. Two-step leadoff first for Calabresi. He gets another. The pitch tips it into Caro's glove for strike two. 94-mile-an-hour heater. Venaro delivers. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in for strike three. And he works out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Shuckers trying to find two runs with six outs to play with. Back for the bottom of the eighth after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yingling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
David Blake back with you from MGM Park. Chris Defack works first base side of the rubber and delivers. Black fouls it back. Count evens up 1-1. Chris Defack makes his ninth appearance of the year, 2.40 the ERA in 15 innings, 10 walks, 12 strikeouts, an opponent hitting 157 against him. The 1-1 delivery. Black rolls it on the ground, first base side. Aguilar smothers it, underhands to Chris Defack of the bag, and Black's retired for the first out. First out brings up Felix Valerio. Valerio 0-3 today with an RBI. One out, nobody on. Bottom eight, Shuckers trail by two. First to Fack delivers. Fouls it back. Campo goes 0-1. Biloxi trails it 6-4. Six runs on six hits for Rocket City. Four runs, five hits, and two errors for Biloxi. Chris Defack delivers. Curveball misses inside, and the count evens up 1-1. The pitch home. Lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Chris Defack last appeared in game two of Thursday's doubleheader. Allowed a run on three walks over an inning. Didn't allow a hit. The 1-2 delivery. Valerio waves and misses on a curveball. Comes in at 83 miles an hour. Second out of the inning. Ends up the right-handed hitting Freddy Zamora. Two up, two down. Base is empty for Freddy Zamora. Shuckers down by two, trying to come back in this thing. Pitch home. Lifts it in the air out to left, but right to Jeremiah Jackson, the left fielder. Under it, makes the catch. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the ninth. Shuckers trail it 6-4. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
into the ballgame for the righty Zach Fenaro. Faces Jose Gomez to lead things off. The pitch, curveball, called strike one in the outside corner. Gomez 1-for-3 today with a single. Chirino's been terrific this year. 11 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Delivers, lifts it in the air to left center field. Chirio goes back, races, leaps, and makes the catch. Deep into the left center field gap, showcases off the blazing speed and makes the catch for the first out. There are some balls that Chirio gets to that just makes you wonder what percent of other guys could get to it in all of baseball, and whether or not the number is one Jackson Chirio or more than one. The first pitch misses away and the count goes to 1-0. He's made some catches this year that remind you of Mike Trout during his early years in his career where he got to everything with ease. 1-0 delivery to the lefty Martinez. Curveball misses low and the count goes to 2-0. Chirino sets. Now delivers. Called strike on the outside corner. Goes to 2-1. Pitch home, misses low, and goes to 3-1. Chirino, last time out, made his first appearance since being activated off the injured list on Friday. Struck out 2 in a scoreless inning. Delivers home, curveball misses low, and it's 4. It's the third time today that Martinez has walked. It's the 7th walk allowed by Shucker's pitching today. Kyren Paris steps in from the right side. Pitch home. Lines it in the air over Murray's glove and into right center field for a base hit. Rodriguez picks it up. Martinez goes first to third on the single from Paris. His second hit of the day. Puts runners in the corners with one away for Edgar Cara. Caro dots the arm in the gear with the first and third signs. One away, top of the 9th inning, runners in the corners. Shuckers trail at 7-4. You think if you're the Shuckers, you got to hold this thing at 2 to come back in the bottom of the 9th inning. The deficit at 2, that is. First pitch misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Carino delivers. Up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Time to take a look at the Ohio Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League on a Sunday afternoon. Series finales everywhere. One game already final. Montgomery 4, Smokies 1. The pitch. Up and away. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Montgomery now 17-16 on the year. The Smokies, who lead the North Division by 3 games, are now at 18-15. Bottom 5 from Pearl. Chattanooga up 1-0 on the Embraves. Pensacola and Birmingham underway at 5 o'clock. The pitch is a curveball and a called strike to Caro, who's in for the left side. Caro's 0-for-4 today, grounded out into a double play last time up. Chirino delivers, lifts it foul. Behind home plate, out of play. Goes to 3-2. Foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 226-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Again, that number, 228-641-9167. The pitch, runner goes to second. Pitch misses away. No throw from Caro. Harris swipes second. It's his 11th stolen base of the year. Check that. Actually, it didn't matter because it was ball 4 to Caro. So it is not a stolen base for Paris. And it just loads him up for the left-handed hitting Levon Soto. Caro to first. Paris to second. Martinez stands at third. Shuckers have already won the series. Their third series win of the year. So far, they have not lost a series in 2023. Three series wins and three series splits. Both series wins in these 6-game sets have come against Rocket City. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Their three series wins, 2 against Rocket City and 1 in the 3-game series to open the year against the Mississippi Braves up in Pearl. The pitch home. Curveball. Called strike. Count evens up 1-1. Kenyon Yovan up in the bullpen for Rocket City. 1-1 delivery. Curveball. Called strike on the outside corner. It goes to 1-2. Yovan got the save last night. A 2-1 Rocket City win to break a 4-game losing streak. One ball and 2 strikes. Reno toes the rubber. Soto back in from the left side. The pitch lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Chirino delivers. Ground ball right to second. Murray feeds the bag for 1. Zamora fires to first. It's the second double play of the day for the Shuckers. And that ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. The scoreless streak continues from Chirino to start the year. And to the bottom of the 9th inning, Shuckers need 2 to stay alive. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
One, two, three, go! My baby don't mess around. She loves me so, and this I know for sure.
To four in the series finale against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Zach Kristofak done after an inning of work, and that brings in Kenny Yovan working on back-to-back days here in game five and six of this series. Faces Jefferson Caro to lead it up. Yovan the save last night. First pitch. Caro lifts this one high and deep in the air to right center. Hangs in the ballpark. Calabresi over from center. Makes the catch for the first down. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Warren digs in from the left side. Yovan this year has allowed one earned run. Converted infielder has been a gem for the Trash Pandas. The pitch home, wave and a miss from Warren. Count goes 0-1. Warren 0-2 today with a walk. Yovan delivers. Warren stares at it off the inside corner. Count evens up, 1-1. Final line for Kristofak, a perfect inning. Strikes out one, throws 8 pitches. Yovan last night allowed a hit in the ninth, but that was it. The 1-1 delivery. Warren takes the curveball in the outside corner, called strike two. Yovan sets. Now the 1-2 pitch. Warren tips it into Caro's glove for strike three, and the Shuckers down to their final out. Two outs, and it brings up the right-handed hitter Ethan Murray. Two RBI single back in the seventh inning. Yovan's pitch home. Murray takes away. Count goes to 1-0. Next up for the Shuckers, a six-game set with the Chattanooga Lookouts. Their second straight series against the North Division opponent. 1-0 delivery. Lifts it foul. Up and away behind home plate. Count evens up at 1-1. For the Trash Pandas, they'll head back home. Take on the Birmingham Barons. Yovan's 1-1 pitch. Murray laces it foul. First base side out of play. The Shuckers down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on in the bottom of the ninth inning. Yovan delivers. Murray ropes it to third. Soto grabs it, and that ends it. A 1-2-3 ninth inning from Kenyon Yovan. Yovan notches his second straight save. Ninth inning. Doesn't give up a hit, doesn't give up a run. A perfect inning with a strikeout and throws 7 pitches. Rocket City gets 6 runs on 7 hits with no errors for Biloxi. 4 runs on 5 hits with 2 errors. The Shuckers win the series, but drop the final 2. Fall to 19-14 on the year, while Rocket City, after going as far as 3 games below .500, now at 16-17 on the year as they head back home to Madison, Alabama to take on the Birmingham Barons in a 6-game set starting on Tuesday. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up throughout the week and get you set for a 6-game set with the Lookouts in Chattanooga. That comes your way next in the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside MGM Park and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. The Shuckers fall in the series finale to the Rocket City Trash Pandas by a final score of 6-4. Shuckers fall to 19-14. On the year, but they win 4 of 6 against Rocket City, while the Trash Pandas improve to 16-17 on the season. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as we wrap everything up here in the series finale and get you set for the Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Shuckers make their one and only trip to AT&T Field in Chattanooga starting on Tuesday. Let's get to today's scoring summary. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Rocket City. 4 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors for Biloxi. The runs came early for Rocket City. It was a leadoff single from Orlando Martinez and then a 2-run home run by Kyron Parrish. 2 batters into the ballgame, Rocket City got up 2-0. The Shuckers, though, responded in the bottom of the first inning. Noah Campbell, the leadoff batter for Biloxi, tripled off the wall in right center before Jackson Churio doubled him home to the right center field gap on a ball that came off the bat at 107 miles an hour to bring home his 21st RBI of the year. He was then brought home by Felix Valerio with an RBI ground out. Valerio's 6th RBI of the year, and the game got tied up at 2-2 after 1. Then in the third inning, a run scored on an error by the pitcher Christian Mejias that allowed Orlando Martinez to score as the Shuckers trying to complete a double play. Caro reached on a fielder's choice. Martinez came home on the error, and that gave Rocket City a 3-2 lead, and that was all they needed. Jack Ohanowicz on the mound in his double-A debut gave up two runs on two hits with two walks and four strikeouts over five innings to improve to 1-0. His second win of the season between high A and double A, but he wins his double A debut. Three more were brought home by Rocket City in the seventh of the inning to break up what was then at a 16 in a third inning scoreless streak by the Shuckers bullpen dating back to Tuesday. Cam Robinson allowed three runs without recording an out. It was a walk, another walk, an RBI single, an error in an RBI single, and then another walk to Orlando Martinez that brought home two of the three runs. Kyren Paris was then brought home on a hit-by-pitch, brought home one of the three runners that the righty Zach Fenaro inherited in the seventh inning. At that point, it was 6-2, but the Shuckers battled back in the bottom half of the seventh inning. After the bases got loaded after two singles and a walk, Ethan Murray drove in two with a hard ground ball down the third baseline that deflected off Levon Soto and up the left field line. At that point, it was 6-4. The Shuckers would threaten, but a 6-4-3 double play got Rocket City out of the inning, and then it was six straight retired by Zach Kristofak and Kenyon Yovan to end things for Rocket City. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 31 minutes. The attendance, 1,631 here on a Sunday afternoon. We'll take a break, come back with the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update, and wrap everything up from here in Biloxi. Comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show and the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show from MGM Park. David Blake back with you as we wrap everything up here on a Sunday afternoon. Shuckers fall in the finale 6-4 to the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Shuckers fall to 19-14 on the season. Rocket City improves to 16-17. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization in the Southern League. One game already final. Montgomery takes down Tennessee 4-1. The Biscuits now at 17-16, while the Smokies sit at 18-15. Two games up for first place on the Rocket City Trash Pandas for first place in the North Division. Top of the sixth inning, Embraves looking to sweep the Lookouts in a five-game set. Embraves up 6-1. They've allowed two runs all week long against Chattanooga. Embraves looking to improve to 14-18 on the season. The Lookouts would fall to 14-18 before the Shuckers and the Lookouts meet up at Tuesday at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. One game yet to start at Pensacola in Birmingham. Evan Fitterer gets the start for Pensacola. He's been fantastic this year, 3-0 with a 1.06 ERA. Pensacola has won 14 of their last 15, going for their second six-game sweep of the year. Also time to take a look at the farm report up and down the Brewers system. As always, brought to you by OWA Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The Brewers have used a seven-run inning to jump out to a 9-4 lead against the Kansas City Royals. Eric Lauer in to try and finish it out, top of the ninth inning. Brewers trying to take games two and three of the series, get their 23rd win of the year in first place, a game up on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Elsewhere around the system, top of the seventh inning, the Nashville Sounds up 6-2 on the Gwinnett Stripers in their series finale in High A, final in 11 innings. South Bend takes down the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers to split the series. Timber Rattlers at 11-21. South Bend gets the win to improve to 18-15. Elsewhere, final from Zebulon, the Fredericksburg Nationals take down the Carolina Mudcats 6-3 in the series finale from Five County Stadium. From here in Biloxi, the Shuckers fall 6-4 to Rocket City. Rocket City, 6 runs, 7 hits, and no errors, while the Shuckers get 4 runs on 5 hits with 2 errors. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 31 minutes in front of 1,631 here on a Sunday afternoon. Shuckers off tomorrow, bus trip up to Chattanooga, and then it's game one on Tuesday against the Lookouts. A 6:05 p.m. Eastern start. We'll join you at 4:50 Central Time, 5:50 Eastern. Remember, for all the stuff you'll see from Chattanooga this week, subtract an hour, and you'll get the time here in Biloxi. It is a 6:05 p.m. start in Chattanooga, 5:05 here in Biloxi. We'll join you at 4:50 p.m. local time in Biloxi with the pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network before the first of a six-game sip. Carlos Rodriguez gets the start, 1-1. With a 1.88 ERA. Shuckers at 19-14, back in action on Tuesday. Until then, have a great Monday, and we'll talk to you from AT&T Field in Chattanooga on Tuesday. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. All news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.